Well, I'm Mike Malevsky. I'm here in the studio with Kerr Clift, who is running on the Alaska Libertarian ballot for governor on August 19th, 2014. She's in the studio, and welcome.
Hi, Mike.
Hi there. I'm going to just introduce the approach we're using here by talking about the general theme and background, and then we'll be asking four questions and asking you to answer them. The general theme that we've come up with, that we have been using with many of the candidates that have been interviewed, is how do you work with others? We're not going to focus on how well you work with others so much as how do you work with others? What approach do you use when working with others? The background to this question series is that we've noticed that both nationally and here in Alaska, there seems to have developed a more than usual political polarization, which has resulted in gridlock and decisions made by use of power that isn't always backed by a majority of citizens. So four questions. First, how do you view the present state of government, and how do you work with others of different perspectives, both within and without your own party?
Well, at the state level, I have seen that there has been a lot of caucusing along party lines. And I'm of a distinct advantage because I'm with the Libertarian Party, and we don't have any representation in the state house or the state senate at this time. And I will not be voting. I will not be vetoing bills. I will not be encouraging bills along party lines. The Libertarian Party has a very distinct philosophy, and we encourage individual liberty and freedom and minimum government. So almost everything I will encourage will be along those lines. I will not have any problems then getting along with a lot of people, because they will have to understand that sometimes I will be more along the Democrat line. Sometimes I will be more along the Republican line, because we are neither conservative nor liberal.
Okay. Well, thank you. Now, here in Alaska, there's been considerable focus on balancing resource development of extractive industries with environmental concerns. What are your guiding principles when weighing in on this topic?
Well, my main guiding principle is that government doesn't work. Government has proven that it is the most irresponsible when it comes to environmental concerns. The military has left devastation in many of the areas where they have been. The government has no accountability. All they seem to be able to do is come up with regulations for the industries to follow. And what the libertarian philosophy is that private industry has, and environmental groups have, a vested interest in responsible development, where the government really does not. They're only interested in taxing and coming up with ways to regulate industry. And I think that given the partnership between environmental groups and the private industry, I think you would have a better situation. One of the main things that I think, one of the most interesting things that I have found out in my research is that in Louisiana, they have something called the Rainy Wildlife Refuge, or the Rainy Wildlife Sanctuary. And it is actually owned and run by the Audubon Society, and they extract oil to pay the expenses of running the wildlife sanctuary. So they naturally have that run in a very environmentally sound way. And I think that partnership is a really good idea.
Okay. Third question. Edward J. Snowden's actions have led to a widespread discussion about another kind of balance between privacy and security. And the often overlooked aspect of the Snowden affair is the role of media in reporting about or deferring to government activities. Now, what are your guiding principles when weighing in on this topic, especially that question of investigative media?
Well, Snowden is something of a hero to most libertarian circles, because he did act as a whistleblower, and he did let us know that there was stuff going on that was certainly against the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution. We believe very strongly that the Constitution and the Bill of Rights shall never be suspended, that we need to protect all kinds of privacy, and that, Franklin said, and I'll paraphrase here because I didn't write it down, giving up your privacy for security is never a good idea. As for media, I think that there's a lot of things that the government has put in place that makes everything secret and classified and prevents media from knowing what is really going on in the government. And we need to end that. We need to have more transparency in what's going on, and we need to protect our privacy.
Okay. The fourth question. The Supreme Court has recently taken stands that seem to put corporations above individuals. In Alaska, that may be one aspect of the discussion of the role of oil companies play in our owner state. How do you view corporations?
Well, a corporation is a legal entity that is created by government. It is a way that we can perform the corporations can perform commercial activities, and they have certain rights that are granted to them as corporations. For instance, they can enter into contracts, they can own property, they can sue and be sued, they can be held liable under both civil and criminal law. And being a shareholder in that corporation protects you from being personally liable for the things that the corporation does. So it's a collection of individuals protected by the corporation. So, so they have a legal personality for conducting business. It doesn't really apply to all the other rights that we're granted as individuals. These are only rights that are pertain to business. And the one that the case that's most cited when you're talking about the corporations right now is the Hobby Lobby decision. And I've just read something that where they were saying, well, the corporation shouldn't have these rights. You know, they can't go to church, that kind of thing. Well, the difference here is in the Hobby Lobby decision is that this is a family-owned business. It is not a business that has corporate shareholders that have bought in. It is all solely owned by the family. And so then it becomes a little different situation, this corporation. As for the oil companies, they are conglomerates protecting their shareholders. And I think as such, they have legal responsibilities that they can do, legal personality that can be appropriate for them. They have to abide by the oil companies in particular. We have to understand that they are corporations, that their obligation is to their shareholders, and that the making of the profit is the most important thing for the shareholders because that is what they're in there for. So we have to balance that with what we need as a state. And what we need as a state is for them to pay a fair price, of course, for the use of our resources. And personally, I feel that the taxing of the corporation is kind of a strange way of doing this when the resources were ours to begin with, and that we should be looking more at the royalties and not the taxing. And that's where the real issue is.
So in this relationship between corporations and individuals, one of the questions related to this whole idea has to do with whether corporations are so powerful in their ability, to influence elections, contribute monies, et cetera, that some limits should be placed upon what they do in that arena. What's your opinion there as a libertarian candidate?
So in the state, corporations are not allowed to contribute to candidates at all. They can contribute to these ballot initiatives, and that is a state ruling that perhaps that should be changed and make it strictly individuals donating to the initiatives and not the corporations. And that might be something that we should be looking at in the next legislative session, is okay. Changing that ruling.
Okay. Well, we've done our four questions. I want to thank you for coming in and thank you for running for public office. I've been talking with Kerr Clift, who is running on the Alaska Libertarian ballot for governor. And although she will be appearing in the August 19th primary, she has no opposition on that particular ballot. So she will definitely be coming back and will appear on the November ballot.
So. That's correct, Mike.
Okay.
I would definitely appreciate having votes. If you are voting on the open ballot, the Alaska Libertarian Party, the Democrat Party, and the Alaska Independence Party are sharing a ballot. Mm-hmm. And if you are voting on that ballot, I would definitely appreciate your vote. I think I am the more conservative candidate on that ballot when you're looking at the governor candidates. And I think that would be a way to decide between the people that you vote for on that ballot. If you are more into conservative, I'm also more into working with individual rights than many of my opponents.
Okay. Thank you again for coming in.
Thank you.